Greetings to you in Jesus' name this morning. We're going to be thinking along the same lines as we discussed yesterday about things and the abundance of those things and the way we often focus our life around those things. We're a people of the same habits and the same desires. You know, we like things, whether you're male and it's your automobiles or your horses or your tools or your farm equipment or your dairy equipment or whatever it may be, your hunting gear or fishing gear. You like things. And, you know, we're not content with the Walmart brand of tool. We want Makita and DeWalt. And for the ladies, you know, they appreciate a good sewing machine, and good thread, and good material. And they appreciate good quality food to cook with, and appliances, and all those things, washers and dryers that makes their life go easier as they work. And you know, and all those things aren't wrong. Don't get me wrong this morning. But yet it seems that we labor in this life to acquire certain financial gain or certain financial status in order to just have these things. And that's all they are. We can justify and we can appreciate all we want, but they're just things that will one day melt and burn with a fervent heat. And when we stand before God in His judgment, they'll not be there. And the desire of those things won't be there. And the testimony that we gained these things won't profit us anything. And we know this. But yet, even in that, we still work and work and work to acquire these things. And yet, in the same time, while we're acquiring these things, we find ourselves spiritually dead. We find ourselves struggling with sin. We find ourselves with homes that are busted up and divorcing, children that are rebellion, churches that are splintering and falling apart, sin overtaking the flock and just wrecking the church of God. And yet, we pray and we cry out, and we wonder where God is. And we wonder why God doesn't help us and move upon us like we often read in the scriptures and even in history. And yet as we wonder and as we whimper out our prayers, we still go back to acquiring more things. And can we see the contrast there? We have a life that is spent in acquiring things that will profit us nothing, and a life that is spent very little in seeking the face and mind of God that will profit us everything. Listen to Proverbs chapter 2. Verse 1 says, "My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thy heart to understanding, yea, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver, and searches for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord, and find the knowledge of God. The knowledge of God. Now, Scripture tells us also that His ways, you know, we read that the other night, or the other morning, that His ways are higher than our ways, and they're past finding out, and my thoughts are not His thoughts, and His knowledge is not my knowledge. But here we have some Scripture that teaches us that this is how we find the fear of the Lord, or understand the fear of the Lord, and find the knowledge of God. No doubt the knowledge of God would bring peace. The knowledge of God would bring victory over sin. The knowledge of God would bring personal revival and personal holiness and separation from this wicked world that we live in. But yet we lack those things, and we do very little to pursue those things. Well, maybe you say, oh, Brother Jonah, you don't know. I do pursue those things. I do seek after those things. Well, let's look and let's find out. Chapter 2 again says, my son, first, if you will receive the words, Christ's words, and hide those commandments within you. So the first and foremost thing that He commands us is to receive the Word of God, and not just receive it, but take the Word of God and hide it in your bosom. Hide it in your heart. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. And this is why we do it, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom, and apply thine heart to understanding. So we receive the word, we hide the commandments, that we may incline our ear to wisdom, and apply our heart to understanding. And this is some of the key here in 3 and 4. It says, yea, if thou criest after knowledge, and liftest up thy voice for understanding. Have you cried for knowledge lately? Have you lifted up your voice for understanding lately? But listen to this. If thou seekest her as silver, and searches for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand. Seekest her as for silver, searches her as for hid treasures. You know, back in 1849, the gold rush took place in California, and many people left the East Coast to travel all the way to the West Coast in hopes to strike it rich. And many did. Many made the journey and were very successful. But you know, many didn't make it. Many died along the way. The winter caught them. Sickness caught them. Disease caught them. Many things, Indians caught them. Many things caught them unawares. And they never even made it. But even in their death, they were seeking for silver and seeking for hidden treasures. Is that the way you seek God's word? Where you're willing to lay down everything? Where you're willing to say, Lord, whatever the cost, whatever it takes. You know, if I took a $100 bill and hid it within your house, and I said, if you found it, you can have it, would you seek the house? Would you be like the lady that lost the coin and swept her house till she found it? Do we really seek God's wisdom as silver and search as for hid treasures? I'm afraid we don't. Because He says, if we do those things, then shall we understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. Jesus plainly teaches, if we seek, we will find. If we knock, it will be opened. If we ask, it shall be given. So while you find yourself working today, and when you find yourself considering what new thing you're going to purchase and possess, don't forget, only what's done for Christ will last. All the things you acquire will one day be consumed, and only the treasures we lay in heaven will the fire not consume. God bless you.